You want some cool merchandise? Well, you want to go to RidersLivePodcastStore.com. Also, we have t-shirts, hoodies, and drinkware accessories. You just shop, pick out what you like, and your orders will come straight to you directly. Also, subscribe to the Riders Live Podcast. It's on all streaming platforms. You can even listen on RidersOnline.net. You can get my music from the link tree. You can access my merchandise store. And you can listen on all streaming platforms right through the link tree. So subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify for Podcasters, Google Podcasts, and Good Pods. And you can also leave a review on RidersOnline.net. I appreciate everybody who's been listening to the show. Keep tapping in for great content and episodes. Thank you.
Yo, 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 it's your man Harrison from the 8192 Podcast. You're kicking it with my man Riders from the Riders Live Podcast. You know he's about to drop some fire, so sit back and continue to listen to one of the dopest podcasts out.
Welcome to another episode of Riders Live. Let's get it.
They call him
Weak ass bitches. All y'all do is talk. Y'all broke his head. I don't fuck with you and I don't see you neither.
Bird box on a weak nigga. Bird box on city niggas. Bird box on a weak hoe. Boy like Shaq, miss me, you a freak, bro.
Yeah.
I bird box these niggas. I get arrested. I don't care what you got or what you own. I don't fuck with you, leave me alone. And tell your girl I don't want your ass, so please stop calling my phone.
I need you to stay 6 feet before I call the guys and they seem 6 deep.
Cause a chick like me don't be playing no games. Don't rock with no goof ass nigga, you a lame.
Stay.
Bird box on a weak nigga. Bird box on city niggas. Bird box on a weak hoe. Shaq, miss me, you a freak, bro.
Yeah.
I bird box these niggas.
On bird.
I bird box these bitches.
On bird.
I bird box these niggas.
On bird.
I bird box these bitches. Yeah. I stay bird box on a weak bitch. You can't join my way, leave you seasick. Only hang with bitches that's about some. You don't want no smoke, you know the outcome. No new friends, I don't trust none. Only come around when you want some. You can't hang with me and I don't want no. Make you feel it and I'ma show you. These bitches be jealous low key. Try to be my friend but you steady compete. Why you all in my nigga inbox? Keep playing with me, I'ma leave your family green. You messy, you a bum ass bitch and I really don't trust you. So now I just gotta keep it real and tell you how I feel. My confession's like Usher.
Stack.
Bird box on a weak nigga. Bird box
on
city niggas. Bird box
on a weak hoe.
Like Shaq, miss me, you a free throw.
Yeah.
I bird box these niggas.
On bird.
I bird box these bitches.
On bird.
I bird box these niggas.
On bird.
I bird box these bitches.
Yeah.
Hi, we're Michelle and Nelson Ruiz, the owners of Vibe Society Travel, and we're changing the way groups travel around the world.
And you're listening to my bro, Rodas Live.
Welcome to Rodas Live. I'm your host, Rodas. We're back with the Pod Tape series. This is Pod Tape 4. So who we got today on the Pod Tape? Florida is representing. We got Mama Life Plus 3. We got JR from West Virginia and Commonplace. We have King and Queen Germ, the royal couple of podcasting from Pod and Saved Our Marriage. And we have the Cognac Room. You don't want to miss this one. This one, you don't like this one. It's about relationships. It's about family. It's about podcasting. This is the Pod Tape. My 3-year anniversary is coming up, so I want y'all to be on the lookout for that. December 14th is the date. The homie Charismatic, he dropped his album, Nostalgic. I want y'all to go check that out on our platforms. And I definitely want y'all to tune in to the Pod Tape. This is not the last episode of the Pod Tape. It's 2 episodes after this one. 2 more episodes after this one. 1 more for this year. And another one probably like in the first quarter with all different podcasters. Also, I want to shout out my sponsor, DistroKid. So anybody that's making music, hit up distrokid.com, VIP7963392. DistroKid to get your music on all streaming platforms, paid and unpaid. Use my code, you get 7% off for the whole year, unlimited uploads. That's what's popping with the DistroKid thing. Y'all gonna really like this episode. I hope everybody having a good Christmas season, a good holiday season. The Hulk has finally caught up to Chicago, and the Hulk is biting. At the time of this recording, it's 15 degrees in Chicago. It's 15 degrees. I haven't broke out the mink yet, but once the wind chills start turning up, it'll be time. So I want y'all to enjoy this episode of the Pod Tape, y'all. Drop down.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is your girl, Charity, Miss Trap Queen 517, and you're listening to the Pod Tape on Rodas Live.
Mama Life Plus 3 Podcast.
What's up, you guys? My name is Rose, and my podcast is called Mama Life. Yes, Mama Life. You heard it exactly. And this podcast is on the ups and downs of motherhood. Yes. So I take you on my motherhood journey. I have 3 boys myself, so every day is crazy. It's never a dull moment. So on my episodes, I talk about mental health because why not? Moms deal with it all the time. I talk about what's been going on in my life. I talk about how we're feeling. I talk about, you know, all things parenting. So if I am everywhere, I am on Spotify, Apple, I am everywhere you can find podcasts. So this is a short clip from one of my episodes, so enjoy, you guys.
This is Elizabeth.
JR from West Virginia and Commonplace.
Welcome to West Virginia and Commonplace. What makes a podcast a podcast? That is just the craziest comment I ever get. Podcasts are structured so different. Everybody has a different take on it. From some people that I like to listen to, such as Rodas. Rodas has a Midwest style. He's from out of Chicago. So it's a whole different flavor, you know, than what I do. Bringing in some of that soul from Chicago. going on King Germ and Queen Germ. They got that down south flavor. Now, that down south flavor is something that, you know, I'm used to because I'm from the ACC. I break the podcasting around when people ask me, well, how to podcast or this and that. I break it down into regions. And I say it like this. You got out that southeast down there. You've got 12 Cal. And 12 Cal, he's like a radio personality. He reminds me of Donnie Simpson or Walt Baby Love, the way he delivers his shows. So you have to be, you know, out there with him. Now, on that West Coast, talking about Dolemite and Baylor the Great. Baylor, both of them too. Two different dynamics, you know, two different swings on a tree. But you can understand their approach and you can get that West Coast style from them there. Up in the North, man, you got Mind Triggers. Mind Triggers, whew. They're a slapstick type show. They cover some things serious, but with them, you know, it's all around. And inside that Midwest, you got one of my favorite groups, the Cool Out Corner. Cool Out Corner, they are a variety bunch. That show could have some comedy, and then it could have some seriousness. You just never know. It's all over the table. And talking about podcasting in general, I think that, you know, as a listener, because that's the first key thing that I think that I had to do with my show. I had to actually think about how it is to be a listener. Do I want to pick this up and do I want to play this during the day while I'm cooking? Or do I want this to be something that's on my commute to work? And when it was on my commute to work, I wanted something that could meet certain points. And the commute to work sometimes is 15 to an hour. So, you know, sometimes that can encompass one show or two shows. And when that stuff happens, that's the magic to me. That's where, you know, I enjoy podcasting. I get a compelling story or something that I haven't thought about in a long time. When I get nostalgia brought to me, nostalgia is something that will kick me in the chest, hit me with a stone cold stunner or a rude awakening, which is a wrestling references. And bring me back to life, and then I hit them with, you know, the spin and toe hold, and then hit them with that elbow. Bam. And then I've got some shows that I like watching. And I don't put confines on how I listen to my shows to a degree. You know, you might catch me with a speaker on my arm, on a bag, and I'm listening to a show. Podcasts, for me, are a great resource and a great relaxing effort. I love music. Music will never take that spot away, but the spoken word and the articulation and the connotation involved in the conversations that I hear are what grab me. And I love solo podcasts too, because there's some people that can rock the mic and continuously go. So further and further for me inside podcasting, what makes me keep going are the listeners and the actual interaction. I don't care about all the other stuff we got to talk about, engagement and all of that stuff. I actually like the fact that when I hear back from my audience, when I actually get the acknowledgement that they listen to the show, because you can look at stats all day, but actually hearing back from a human being, hopefully it's no bots, and hearing what they think about your craft or what you've honed in on and how you hone in on that. And then they give you the greatest thing that you can get on earth is the criticism. The criticism I get, I take the merit out of that criticism. Like if someone says something for one show, I did too much movement with my mouth. I needed to put a pop filter on the mic because you could hear mouth sounds for me way too much. Just like right there. So then I learned, you know, stay a little bit away from the mic, turn the gain up a little bit. It made me learn my tools better. And once I learned my tools better, things became way better for myself. And from that point on, that's the interaction I like. And I like the fact that whenever you are out here doing this show and you cover a similar topic than someone else, you're getting different aspects from each podcaster. Like, for instance, 12 Cal, for instance, James Lampkin, we all talked about colorism and the way that we all talked about it. We talked about it from three different skin tones within the African-American race. Cause you know, I'm light, bright, damn near white. James Lampkin, he's a little brown, and you know, 12 Cal, he's a little on the darker side. So these different aspects on the same topic make podcasting amazing, because you can have all these voices and from different places in different spaces all in one area, and it's not a competition. It's more or less like this. It's a rare view or a rare listening experience instead of a view that you may not get without there being arguments and all kinds of craziness. So that's one of the aspects I like inside podcasting. And that's like the kind of stuff that you will find on West Virginia Commonplace. You will find way more thought-provoking things, things that kind of twist your arm behind your back, like, hey, I wasn't thinking like this right now. I'm thinking like it now. It doesn't feel too good at first, but then once, you know, you get your arm back, you realize that, hey, this is something that was in the back of my mind. I just didn't think about it. And that's the type of approach that I want to have. Not so much putting your arm behind your back and putting you in a cross-faced chicken wing, but I want to be able to just let the audience, let people in general, just have a good time with the show and something that's easy to listen to. Now, when it's just me talking, I'm not going to talk for over 15 minutes. Only time I ever did that was when we did episode 400 because I had an hour worth of material to talk about. But make it clear, concise, to the point, and then I'm gone. I come back next week, or sometimes I come back twice in a week because I make the episodes so small sometimes. So just in the best way I can put it, that's what I comprise this podcast of, and that's what I emulate from these other shows that I find that are very great, all these aspects from them. So once again, I'm JR from West Virginia Commonplace. If you like the material you've heard, definitely subscribe. You can find us across all social media platforms at WV Uncommonplace. So definitely please check us out, and we'll wait for you to come by. And when you do come, you're seeking the uncommon, and it will get you to a commonplace, which is West Virginia Uncommonplace.
It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', Y'all. Wolf Pussy Monologue 3rd Year Anniversary. That's What's Poppin'. A More Than 92 Podcast. That's What's Poppin'. The Pod Tape 1. That's What's Poppin'. The Pod Tape 2. That's What's Poppin'. The Pod Tape 3. That's What's Poppin'. Nostalgic. That's What's Poppin'. Authenticity, that's what's poppin'. Mama Life Plus 3, that's what's poppin'. West Virginia Uncommonplace, that's what's poppin'. The Cognac Room, that's what's poppin'. Pod Saved Our Marriage, that's what's poppin'. The Pod Tape 4, that's what's poppin'.
Hey, Rodis, this is your girl, Moet Mo. Just dropping a line to say, hey, what's up? What's going on? I love the new episodes. Keep doing what you're doing. I got a little something cooking up here over on the side, literally, and some new stuff coming with the developing podcast. So going to keep watching, going to keep looking, and keep you guys hip to what's going on. Keep up the great work.
Potting saved our marriage.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, King Germ.
And it's your girl, Queen Germ.
And we're Pod and Saved Our Marriage. We want to first off thank Rodis for inviting us on the pod tape. We really do appreciate it. You know, you want us to be a part of this. To all the Rodis Live listeners out there, I'm going to tell y'all, if y'all don't know about Pod and Saved Our Marriage, we'll give y'all a little bit of what our show is about. First off, we drop every Friday. You know what I'm saying? We try to drop every Friday consistently, and sometimes we might do bonus content, but that'll come out on Mondays. But as far as the show, it's me and my wife. We sit here, we entertain, we have a formatted outline show where we kind of stick to the outline, and we just try to be funny. We're not really heavy on politics or feelings or anything like that. We have a healthy discussion. So, you know, I'll let her do all the talking because I could talk forever. So, Queen Jern, please tell them from your perspective how you see the show.
Well, it's kind of in the name of the show. The name of the show is Pod and Saved Our Marriage, and it happened to develop out of a lot of different encounters that we had. We decided to sit down and really kind of make time for each other in our busy weeks to talk about the things that are going on social media, as well as things that are going on in our lives, and share with our listeners. So we have fun, we cut up a little bit, and of course, you know, life is too serious to be serious all the time. So hanging out with my better half, other half, whatever you want to call it, you know, is a good thing. And then we get to have some time stamp on the things that are happening in our lives. So it's fun for us as well as for those people who listen to the show.
So let me ask you a question. What are some of your favorite segments of the show or parts of the show that you really enjoy?
So favorites, I think I would have to say when I'm reading the rap lyrics, because a lot of times I try to think about my rap lyrics. I don't just pick random things. They might mean something to me, or it might be depending on the time of the year, something, you know, holidays, or, you know, something may
try to relate
them. Make it significant or what have you. And so I used to do a lot of trying to come up with various accents to read them in, but apparently the crowd doesn't particularly care for that. So I just say, well, I'm gonna just read the damn lyrics and keep it moving. So that would be probably my most favorite part of the show.
Most favorite.
Yeah, the reading the rap lyrics is, but when I get a good topic that we can go back and forth on, that is, you know, that's the thing where the real meat and potatoes are of the show.
Do you have a problem that when we disagree on a topic?
Sometimes. Now, because in the beginning, and it depends, if it's something that I feel is close to me, or something that I relate too well to, if it's something that I can say, well, we had a time like this, or whatever the case may be, it may strike me a little too close to home, so I may get a little feelings involved, but most of the time I try to keep it light. We try to keep it, you know, showing both sides of the coin, so that way it's a, you know, a developed conversation versus, yeah, I like that too, or no, I don't like that. So it's like, you know, you gotta kind of give it some depth. So us going back and forth is not a problem. It's just the fact that if it's something that I feel too close to, or I don't think is a joking matter, then sometimes I might, you know, have to put some real feelings into it. So.
Okay, we do a segment called Bad Black Summer. This is where we do a situational improv every week and we act it out. So if you do have time, please listen to the show. And I know Rodis Live, you know, y'all listeners are very smart people. Y'all like good content because that's why y'all are here. So please check out our segment called Bad Black Summer where we act out a situation. Matter of fact, you want to give them a taste right now?
Pause? Sure.
Okay, so let's think of a situation.
How is that a plausible thing?
Because I said you want to give them a taste. Okay. I would have had to pause that in my community, just so you know.
Okay, well, I don't pause anything.
Okay, all right. So we're gonna do. Let's find a situation. We're gonna do something real tough. Baby mama and let's do some kind of baby mama, baby daddy situation. Like, what's the? Come on, think of something.
Baby mama need to drop her kid off because okay. She's trying to get her
and,
hair done.
Yeah, okay. And baby daddy removed.
Not,
on.
Yeah. Okay. Baby daddy ain't trying to watch him.
He ain't trying to watch him. All right, cause he done moved on.
Yeah, you girlfriend know, answered.
Girlfriend answered though. You ready?
All right.
All right, here we go. Bad Black Cinema, y'all get ready. Here we go. Action. Hey, what you just doing popping up at my house like that?
Nigga, your baby need to come over here. Like, why
are you? Nah, this ain't my week. This ain't my week.
But it is, though.
No, it's not.
Okay, first of all, I got to get my hair and nails done.
But it's not my week.
Listen, but is he not your child now?
But it's not my week.
Okay, Joom, go on and get your bag.
No. You stay in the car. Stay in the car. He not staying here. I told you, I got something planned.
Oh, because you got a little girlfriend now?
Yeah, man.
Ain't nobody give a damn about that shit?
But we got something planned this weekend.
If she want to be stepmama of the year, let her go ahead.
But we got something planned this weekend. We going somewhere.
And Joom is in the plan.
No, he not, because it's not my week.
Bruh,
listen. You can't just drop him off when it's not my week.
But I can, though.
No, Joom. Stay in that car. Bruh.
You gotta get on
him. Stay in that car. Don't you... Listen, you
so now you flaw.
I'm not flaw. It's not my week.
Listen.
Do you not understand?
Are you his father or are you his father?
Can I ask you a question? That time when you had to go father? Out of town and, you know what I'm saying, and you just dropped him off when it wasn't my week and you let me know beforehand, yeah, but this, I ain't have to let you know I was going out of town. This ain't my week.
You don't have to let me know anything.
Yeah.
But not, now that we're here.
But it's not my
he
week.
He gonna go with y'all.
Mm-mm.
Why he can't go with y'all? He your child. He be with me every damn day of the
but
week.
But look, when you go on a date with your boyfriends, he don't go.
You don't know that.
So all right then, so we going out for this weekend. Okay. Like, well, look.
Well, all I can tell you is.
It's not my week.
He finna be right here with y'all.
Well, you must go leave your child outside because my week.
And if you do leave my child outside,
we
don't have a problem.
Get in that car. Don't get out that car, boy. I'm telling you now. Don't you get out of that car.
I'm trying to tell you. You better get on and handle your business because I'm going to call the white folks on you.
Call the white folks. This is not my week. Do you not understand?
Your week is whenever I allow you to see this child.
So
for that reason,
week.
You finna get on with the getting.
I'm sorry. This is not my week. Ma'am, listen. I'm sorry you got something to do. You going to have to take him when you get your hair done. Why he can't go with you to the hair salon?
That's not a place for him. That's not a place for churn.
Yes, it is. That's a place for churn.
It ain't.
Hey, I sat in the darn salon when my mama was getting her hair done.
You shouldn't have.
Hey, it didn't hurt me none. So JoJo, you going with your mama? He got all that iPad and all that other stuff. He can sit there and play with that while you're getting your hair done. Uh-uh. But look, we finna go.
And he finna go too.
No, he ain't.
His bag already packed.
Well, for any weather.
No, he got long pants, shorts, and everything.
It's only for two people. We got tickets for two. Okay. We getting on the plane, so I said,
Take him. No, he can't go.
Sorry. He got to go. No, he can't go. Cut. Bad Black Cinema, y'all. So that's a little taste of what we do. It was just something off the cuff. We don't ever rehearse it.
Yeah, we never rehearse.
So, you know, it's straight improv. You know, like I said, we don't claim to be actors. We don't claim to study at Juilliard. Hell, neither one of us got SAG cards. But we do that every week on Pod and Saved Our Marriage. So if you enjoyed that, we know y'all enjoy our show. Like I said, we're just two married people. Think of us as all the TV married couples. You know, so that's who we are in walking form. So. Yeah. Give us a chance. Give us a listen. I mean, a mixture of all of them.
Okay. Some days we
Homer and Marge. Some days we Peg and Al. Some days we Cliff and Claire. Some days we Uncle Phil and Vivian. Some days we George and Wheezy. But, you know, it's a mixture of them all. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, so, I can get with it if that's what you're saying, buddy.
Yeah. So, you know, check our show out. Every Friday, Pod Save Our Marriage. We're on all the podcast readers. On Instagram, Pod and Save Our Marriage. On X, Twitter, Pod and Saved. If you want us, hit us up with a Gmail. It's Pod and Saved. And that's PODDINSAVED @gmail.com. Hit up the email. So, on behalf of everyone here at the PSO Studios, this is your boy King Jern.
And this is your girl Queen Jern.
And this is a little taste of how Pod Saved Our Marriage. And we out. Peace.
Peace.
Hey everyone, this is Ashley Janae, and I'm the host of Inspiring Discussions and Wrestling Discussions that's available on all streaming platforms, and I'm listening to the Pod Tape on Riders Live.
The Cognac Room.
What up, y'all? Jay Christian here from The Cognac Room, an uninhibited, drink-infused podcast about adulting and male and female interactions. I hope you enjoy this snippet. Riders, big shout out to you for making us a part of the Pod Tape, bro. Appreciate it. Power dynamics in a relationship. I've actually had this one on the docket for a while.
Yeah, you have. I remember.
And then I actually heard somebody talking about it, and it pissed me off because I was like, they beat us to it, but they didn't actually beat us to it in the context that I wanted to discuss it. But I guess when we speak about power dynamics in relationships, we can't ignore where they were coming from with it because that is a part of it. I think that their thing was, you know, and it's been said that basically the one who makes the most money controls the dynamic of the relationship, whether it be the man or the woman. And I think in some instances that is absolutely very true. But when balance is the way, when things are balanced the way they should be, money doesn't play a role because you could be the million-dollar woman, but if you're dealing with a man and he's a real man, your money won't really make a difference. It won't sway things in one way or the other. And it won't be an automatic you get the power type situation. Because I've said this before, I know men who weren't the primary breadwinner in the sense that he didn't make as much as the woman, but he was very much the man of the house. In the sense that, you know, his views and opinions were respected. And what he said was kind of, he was the man, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, hey, you know, you're my man, you're the man, and what you say, I respect what you say, I honor what you say. If I disagree, then yes, we can discuss it and we can work through it, but it's never going to be, well, it's my money or I make the money, so...
Again, wrong relationship. You know what I'm saying?
but so here's the thing, though, and I've said this before, a lot of times women don't submit to these guys, and it's like, well, she's not submissive, but... No matter who the woman is, she'll submit to the right man.
Yep.
And it's based on how that man conducts and carries himself. Mm-hmm. Right? So, yeah, the little money thing, and, you know, if people are that shallow and that weak, if he's that weak, if she's that stupid, or
well,
vice versa.
Just be weak?
Hold on. No, I said if he's that weak or she's that stupid. Or
we gotta be stupid.
Or if she's that weak and he's that stupid.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Then, yeah, it could go that way. But when I speak about power dynamics in a relationship, I'm more so thinking about what determines who, because we would be lying to ourselves if we literally sat here and said that there's equal power in all relationships. I would venture to say that most relationships aren't equal. Like, there's one party in that relationship who has more power. And usually, in my opinion, the person who holds the most power in a relationship is the one who's most willing to leave.
Most willing to who?
Leave. I'll give you an example.
I know. That.
I'll give you an example. Me and Shaquita can't come to an agreement on something. Or I'm doing something that Shaquita doesn't like. But Shaquita wants the relationship and she's not willing to walk away. Generally speaking, I hold the power in that relationship because she doesn't want that relationship to end.
That makes sense.
And because I'm willing to be like, oh, you don't want to do it my way, then fuck it.
That makes sense.
I'm the one who holds the most influence and sway in this relationship because I'm willing to leave. And if it's a woman, then it's that way. I know men who all the time are like, man, I can't do that. My girl's going to leave me. And I'm looking at him like, you pull your panties up, motherfucker. Like,
but you can't say you can't say that because they value who they have and they like, I'm not willing to risk it.
That's, there's a
wait a minute, let's see what Kia.
There's a point at valuing the relationship, and then there's also a different point of acknowledging where there's a respect issue.
Yes.
That's still gonna damage your relationship.
Exactly. Right.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, like, and you hear it now more so, like, social media has become a place where we've erased a lot of the cliches. You know what I'm saying? They've blurred a lot of lines. So it's okay for women to be dominant here. It's okay for men to play certain roles. And we've kind of gotten rid of a lot of gender roles and, you know, narcissism and you know, if you're not following all the stupid ass toxicity trends, you know, you're looking at the healthy relationship building post. And in that, they do a lot of talking about how men, you know, we operate out of respect.
Yes.
As opposed to women, you know, they reflect more so on like the adoration and the actual sentiments and all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? So like for most men, you can't go out of your way to disrespect them or disregard them in situations where they feel like they should be contributing because they wouldn't put you in that same situation. You know what I'm saying? So, like, for us, this is where I hate when I'm online and I'm somewhere on, like, especially Twitter, and men loosely use the term simping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because when you read those threads where men talk about simping, you start to see who's or which bitch ass niggas hurt, who's actually taking time to reflect on their relationships and grow from it, and who like is just kind of going with the flow. He
following
just
the trends and everything else.
So it's like when you see that kind of thing, I always follow that, but there's a level to it. Like, my mom always told me, like, you know what you will and you know what you won't put up with in any situation. You know what I'm saying? Any relationship, you know what you will and you know what you won't tolerate. Now, a lot of times women stick out relationships. Don't know why. I think this shit is dumb. But
we do.
I feel like if you're not happy, you should be finding happiness. You know what I'm saying? Don't go out your way, cheat, do it, you know, backdoor and open up the dating pool and you ain't told them, all right, I'm tired of this. Like, separate, go do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Recover, get back out there. But with men, that respect thing is a big thing. We don't really care about a lot of the other stuff.
It's major.
It's the respect part about it. Like, a woman can't put you down just about your money or whatever like that. You know what I'm saying? When that stuff starts happening, that's a pride thing for most men. You know, when you start disregarding his decisions about things that go on in the household, God forbid y'all got children and they on the line too, you about to have a serious problem there, especially if he's an involved father.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's a little different. But yeah, sometimes men when they want to stick out relationships, they got some wrong reasons behind it. Because it's why are you there? Yeah. You have, it is just like vice versa when men are just out here trolling through a relationship and they're just abusing the shit out of that female. Mm-hmm. Some men go through that and it's like, bro, why won't you leave? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Talk about that.
Let's see what it goes back to. We basically were talking about imbalance of power in relationships. Whenever there's an imbalance of power in relationships, the most relationships are toxic and end and people argue and fight and resent each other and withdraw from each other and shit because there's an imbalance of power in the relationship. And that's what I was referring to when I said the one who's most willing to walk away tends to have more power in the relationship. But when you're talking about money, some people feel like that's the imbalance because there's more money here than there is there. But at the end of the day, it's not even in a real relationship when you're dealing with a real man and you, like you touched on it, respect. You don't have to have a lot of money to demand a person's respect through your actions. And I'm not saying you're going to respect me.
It's just like just knowing you're not going to do certain things because that's disrespectful to my husband or my boyfriend or whatever. Like, I'm not doing that. Like, I remember, and this is just a quick example. Yeah. I used to do hair. I used to do all the guys' hair in the neighborhood. I done started a whole lot of dreads. And so when I got married and I was with my husband and, you know, we're years and years in, I'm still, you know, still doing people's hair or whatever. And I'd never let any man sit in between my legs.
I was getting ready
to do my hair, to do their hair. Because I was like, I'm married. And even though it's a simple act and it don't mean nothing or whatever, that is way too close to home base. And that's disrespectful to my husband because there are certain things you do when you're braiding hair that if somebody's sitting in between your legs, they might have to lay their head down or you just may feel comfortable enough with them because y'all cool people, ain't nothing going on. But do you want your husband to come in and you got your legs gapped open and somebody pressed up against your vagina with their head laid on your lap and you like, hey, honey, in that instance, even if he does not say anything, that is disrespectful.
Yeah.
That is disrespectful. So there's been times when I spent hours on my feet after coming home from a job, not because it was no big financial strain or whatever. It was just what I did. So I did people's hair.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, no, I can't come to your house and braid you. I can't do that.
Right.
You can come to my house.
It's about
and respect. You can't come to my house if ain't nobody else there. You can come to my house if like all of the kids are there and you know, my girlfriend coming over or is your girl coming with you or whatever, just because that is disrespectful to my husband. It's a simple thing, but it's not a simple thing because.
But there are instances where a man would maybe express that because a woman may not.
Would not think about it.
Think about it. And a man will express that. And it's interpreted today as him being controlling.
Exactly.
Here's the thing, though. A lot of people are saying, why is a man holding you to a standard and blah, 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 blah.
Because why don't you hold anybody you love to a standard?
If I'm holding myself to a standard.
Yeah, why the person I am connected to.
If I'm holding myself to a standard, there's certain things that I'm not going to do because you are my person and I love you and I don't ever want to. Make you feel a way or
have you looking fool in front of people. Crazy.
So I'm holding myself to this standard. So why would I not hold you to the exact same standard?
That's a fact.
I agree.
Now, there will be a problem if there's double standards. And that's where the controlling comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can do what the fuck I want to do, but you can't do it. That's one thing. That's different. But at the end of the day, like, you know, if I hold myself to a standard and I hold you to the same standard, there's absolutely nothing controlling about that.
But I think we so busy, like you say, the internet got us all in a chokehold. And there are some people who can, you know, look at it for what it is and step away and not adapt to that and say, oh, now a man ain't supposed to do that. Now your man been doing this for 15 years. You've been fine.
Yeah.
You've been fine. But now you're like, that's dumb shit you be doing. Like what? And it's like he's saying that. I've been doing that forever. Why? That's toxic. You trying to control me. Like, that's crazy because before you were always like, I know he going to handle that. But now because somebody said him handling that is him controlling you. Yeah. Now you going home and causing a ruckus because of some bitch who on the internet who ain't got nobody doing nothing for her. Thank you.
Succession. I teach you a lesson. Your body a weapon. Just like Myth and Weston, you ride it like Weston. You need you a Stetson. That be a blessing from who out of heaven. Yeah, yeah.
I love your smile. I need your kiss. Sex and
today.
We gonna have sex today, ain't worried about yesterday.